Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
How to engage the power of faith for fulfillment of prophecies. To start with, let's take some notes on what prophecies are. Number one, by way of introduction, prophecy is the unveiling of God's plan and purpose for a people or an individual. The unveiling, the revealing, or the showing, or bringing to limelight the plan of God and the purpose of God for a people. It can be a nation, it can be a country, it can be an organization, it can be a body, and it can also be an individual. When the plan and the purpose of God is unveiled, that is called prophecy. In Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 25, the word of the Lord says, "For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall no more be prolonged. For in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word, and will perform it, said the Lord God." How much more when you are not rebellious? Even to the rebellious, God is saying, whatever I say will still come to pass. How much more than you, that you are not rebellious unto God? Everything God has said and God is saying concerning you and I will come to pass this month. Also, scripturally, there are three main sources of prophecy. The very first one is the Bible. Say with me, the Bible. Because the Bible is a more sure word of prophecy. That's the standard prophecy, the Bible. And all other prophetic word must leverage on this. In fact, any other prophetic words that is contrary to the Bible, you have to set it aside. This is a standard prophecy. The Bible. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 to 21, it says, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that you take heed." So when you take heed to the prophetic word, you always do well. You always be successful. That's why God told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, "This book of the law will not depart from your mouth. You will meditate in it day and night. You will observe to do according to what is written therein. Then thou shalt make your way prosperous and have good success." To me, that sounds like you will do well. So when you take heed to it, you will do well. In the name of Jesus Christ. He says, "Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but only men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." And that will lead us to the second prophecy, the speaking of the holy men. And that's what I call the prophet, the God-sent. So prophecies can also come by the God-sent prophet. God can send a prophet to an individual. He can send a prophet to a generation. And I don't mean self-acclaimed prophet or professional prophets. I'm talking about those God himself ordained in the office of a prophet to release the word of God in season to the people of God, such as we have in this commission today. Our father, the bishop, the apostle by this commission, who always go before the Lord to ask for God's agenda for his people, for the nation, for you and I, such as we have received this year, turnaround era 2021. Just as we have received this month, faith secures fulfillment of prophecy. So God also have prophets. So you can also receive prophetic word from prophet. In Luke chapter 4, verse 25 to 27, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name is Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost, that he should not see dead before he has seen the Lord. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the Lord, that was a man in the category of a prophet. The word was revealed to him that Christ will be born. So he was waiting patiently. So a prophet is not just anyone that goes by the title. It's anyone that can receive God's plan and God's agenda. And in Matthew chapter 10, verse 41, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. The third one is personal encounter. You can also receive prophetic word by personal encounter, through personal study, through waiting upon the Lord. God can reveal his plan and his purpose for you. The truth is, no matter what any man tells you, let it be revealed to you too. And your own source will always be the word of God and God himself. So because no one can convince you than you. If it is revealed to you, then you'll be very sure from the word of God. So you go the fresh source, the word, the prophet, and your own personal encounter. Now, how powerful are prophecies? Remember, we are talking about engaging the power of faith for fulfillment of prophecies. How powerful are prophecies? Number one, prophecies are God's sworn verdict. Number one, you know that God himself is more than enough to bring to pass whatever he says. He doesn't have to swear. Now, for him to swear, that's a double confirmation that whatever he says will come to pass. So, if you receive the word of God, you receive the prophetic word, it can never fail. It's a sworn verdict. Any man can swear and fail. But God does not even need to swear. If God says anything, he will do it. But now, when he now swear that I will do it, I swear by myself, that is a guarantee. That is like placing a stamp on it. You can take it anywhere. It will come to pass. So prophecies are God's sworn verdict. In Isaiah chapter 14, verse 24, the Bible says the Lord of hosts has sworn. Say, surely, as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have proposed, so shall it stand. So prophecies are God's sworn verdict. Number two, we must also understand that prophecies are powerful because God speaks according to himself in prophecy. And God is higher than the highest. He's deeper than the deepest. He's wiser than the wisest. God is all-knowing. He's master possibilities. So, when we talk about anything that comes from God, he's speaking according to himself. God speaks according to his capacity. Every man will always speak according to his size. Have you been to luncheon before? We don't do luncheon in this church, so you may not understand, especially the young folks. We grew up in environment where luncheon is normal. We have chief luncher, chairman, and before you choose your chief luncher, you choose your chief luncher according to his size. Chief luncher is not by title. It's not by, no. Chief luncher is according to wallet, according to purse. So you don't bring anyone from the road and say, please, I'm doing a book launch. I want you to be my chief launcher. No. You are looking for directors of organization, chairman, CEO, before you can even get access to them for them to accept. But some chief launcher has disappointed in time past. You call them, they mess up your occasion. And you vow never to invite that kind of a chief launcher again. But on a good day, chief launchers, they will make you smile. They are so excited to be invited to be chief launcher that you have honored them. My name is Chief Doctor Engineer. His Royal Highness. I'm the chief launcher of this occasion. And it's my pleasure and privilege. And in fact, I just returned from Germany. On my way from Germany, I just, So he wants you to know how big he is and how fat the check is going to drop. Praise the Lord. How much more God, when God speaks, he speaks according to himself in prophecy. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 17 to 18, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed, as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. That was God speaking according to his capacity. And number three, how powerful are prophecies? God speaks according to what he can do and what he will do. Two different words. What he can do and what he will do. A man may be able to do something, but he might not be willing to do it. So we tell you, well, even though I can do it, I'm not going to do it. But when it is a prophetic word, that is what God can do, and that is what God we do. I love the song, what he says he will do, that is what he will do. That is why you are called Jehovah. Praise the Lord. God speaks according to what he can do and what he will do. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 to 11. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither. I love that. The way we saw rain from heaven, snow came from heaven and did not return. Every word that God speaks must fulfill his purpose, must accomplish his purpose. And I stand there to decree in the name of Jesus Christ, whatever God said concerning you this year will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Now, having understood what prophecies are, let's see how faith, we can engage the power of faith to fulfill, to make prophecies fulfill. How does faith facilitate fulfillment of prophecies? Let's lay some foundational stones about faith this morning. Number one, faith is key to actualizing any prophetic agenda. Faith is key. We must first understand that, to actualizing any prophetic agenda. Luke chapter 1 verse 45 is our running scripture for the month. Blessed are the she that believed, for there shall be a performance. Believe, performance. Believe, performance. And number two, whatever God can do, faith can make happen. Anything God can do, your faith can make it happen. There's a little book written by God's servant. God is all you need. Faith is all it takes. God is all you need. Faith is all it takes. I think the book is all you need to have all your needs met. But in the book, it was referenced, God is all you need and faith is all it takes. So whatever God can do, faith can make happen. In other words, if you read between the line of that statement, you can also say, whatever God can do, I can also do. Praise the Lord. Because faith is your belief in what God can do. And when you exercise your faith, you can get it done. So anything God can do, you can do it when you have faith. Anything God can do, I can do it if I have faith. Praise the Lord. So, in Mark chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. And in Mark chapter 9, verse 23, when that man came to Jesus and begged him, please, I came to your disciples. They couldn't heal my boy. If we can do anything, help me, Lord. Jesus told him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. So it's all about faith. I decree in the name of Jesus this month, your faith will come alive. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, how does faith facilitate fulfillment of prophecies? Number one, we must receive the prophetic word in our mind. The mind is a battlefield. When any prophetic word is released, the mind is the first barrier. Oh, don't mind these people. That's the way they've been saying it. You joined this church 3 years ago. Have you ever had any year they didn't declare something? Has it ever happened for you? The mind will begin to process it. It will begin to fight against it. That's why you must equip your mind to be able to receive the prophetic word. We must receive the prophetic word in our mind. Matthew chapter 19, verse 11. But he said unto them, all men cannot receive this saying, save them to whom it is given. Praise the Lord. So it's not everybody that will receive it, but to whom it is given. And to whom it is given, you also have to equip and prepare your mind to be able to receive it. And number two, or let's see one more scriptures on that. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 6, he said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God, in the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Mind is where you think. Is the place of thought, the place of emotion, the place of imagination, the place of reasoning. So you have to really work on your mind to be able to receive the prophetic word. And anything contrary in your mind, you have to cast them down. That's what that scripture is saying. Casting down imaginations. Now, quickly, how do you prepare your mind? Feed your mind with the word of God. There are so many people that feed their mind with something contrary from the word. And then their mind is seared, their mind is strayed away. Feed yourself. Watch what you feed your mind. Don't put garbage in your mind. Otherwise, your mind will be so fixed, so rigid, that it may not be able to process what God has for you. The mind is a place of intellect, is a place of emotion. The mind is so sensitive. So you receive the prophetic word in your mind. And number two, believe the prophetic word in your heart. Believe it. When you receive it in your mind, then the next phase is to believe it in your heart, in your spirit. Your spirit. Romans chapter 10, verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Let it enter your spirit. Don't just process it in your mind. Let it settle in your spirit. Don't process it with your head, your head knowledge, your sense knowledge. Let it register in your spirit man. Look at what Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, verse 23. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and will not doubt in his heart. Will not doubt. So don't doubt it. Satan cannot stop you from enjoying your inheritance until he has brought doubt to you. If you will not doubt what God said concerning you, you will sure get into it. I decree in the name of Jesus, every spirit of doubt is destroyed in this service this morning. Unto us, the gospel is preached, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, and as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So believe it in your heart. And number three, work out your part of the deal by believing. Work out your part of the deal by believing. And the proof you believe is by taking appropriate action. Everybody can say, I believe. But the one that truly believes is the one that takes action. So when you believe, you take action. That's the proof that you believe. So you have to work out your part of the deal believing. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, he said, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Praise the Lord. Now, number four, we must engage in a fight of faith to take delivery. Now, someone is asking, but if all of these things we've been saying are true, why have I not received it? Because the enemy doesn't want you to receive it. The enemy wants you to remain on the same spot. So everything God has said, you have to fight to take it. It doesn't come cheap. Praise the Lord. Just like when you work and you have to be on the site, there are some jobs you can't do virtually. Thank God for everybody working virtually. But if you are a construction person and you are the one to do the engineering, to do the wiring, can you do that virtually? Can you be on your computer and say, okay, I just fixed this cable right now. I've laid. I mean, you can. You have to be on site. So if it is snowing or raining fire, and you have to do that job, you will find your way there. So you have to fight your way. That's the same thing. So whatever God has said concerning you, the enemy wants to stop you. Apostle Paul said, a great and effectual door is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. So you have to fight. But this fight is not a physical fight. It's not a boxing or wrestling or taekwondo. It's a spiritual fight. It's a fight of the word. You fight with the word. Do you know Jesus Christ fought when he prayed? He fought. See, it was a fight between Satan and Jesus. I believe, I wish some drama group can come out with that kind of picture. It was a fight. Jesus was fighting in the spirit Satan because he wanted to stop him from being empowered. And it was a fight of war. Oh boy, just jump down this. He said he will give his angels charge over you. That's why some devilish people, when they want to perpetrate their evil work, they will also bring the scripture. They are like Father the devil. So the devil also knows the scripture. So if you are not, that's why you have to be strong in the word of God, because anybody can confuse you. You can go to a place, it may look like a church, they are preaching the word, they are giving the word. The devil knows all of this too. Satan can preach. If Satan is physically on earth right now, he will blow you off with scripture if you are not very confident of yourself. Because he was there with God already before he was cast down. Praise the Lord. So that's why you have to guard yourself to fight. And it's the fight of the word. That's why responsibility is laid on you to study the word. Study to show yourself approved unto God. The workman who needs not to be ashamed to fight, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Look at what it says in 1 Timothy 1:18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went on before thee, that thou mightest war a good warfare. I decree in the name of Jesus this month, prophecies will be fulfilled. Every barrier will be broken off. Every opposition shall be leveled in the name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a big, big hand of praise. Now on this Breaking Invisible Barrier service, let's see what God has for us. Let's lay some foundations for this. Or let's see some light, some truths about barriers, about invisible barriers. Let's consider some truths. Number one truth is that invisible barriers are real. Don't say, well, I don't believe in all of these witches and wizards and all of this. I don't really believe them. No. Believe, they are real. They are everywhere. Witches, wizards, opposition, spiritual. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So if you say that invisible barriers are not real, you are indirectly saying the word of God is not real. Invisible barriers are real. Now, in Psalm 91, verse 1 to 5, the Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord is my refuge and my fortress. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler. The snare, you cannot see that snare. Those are invisible barriers. Now, and from the noisome pestilence. Have you ever seen any noisome pestilence physically? These are invisible barriers. He shall cover me with his feathers. And under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid of the terror by night. All these are invisible barriers. Nor for the arrow that fly by day. Have you walked on the road and you see any arrow flying? But they are there. These are invisible barriers. If God opens your eyes, you will not want to leave your house. You will even want to come to church. If you just see arrows come like that and you have to dodge like that and you are just dodging like this. But God is the one shielding you. So invisible barriers are real. And I decree in the name of Jesus, on this Breaking Invisible Barrier service, all invisible barriers shall be destroyed. Number two, we have the redemptive right to clear them off with the weapon of faith. By redemption, you can clear off invisible barrier by the weapon of faith. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 14 to 15. In righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear from any terror, for it shall not come near you. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Say amen. So don't worry about their gathering. All you need to be concerned about is your faith. It's your faith. And I pray in the name of Jesus from today, all invisible barriers shall be cleared off by your faith. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Paul speaking in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So instead of you worrying yourself, perspirating about the darts of the wicked, build your faith. And that faith will be your shield against all the fiery darts of the wicked. And number three, truth we need to know is that God's presence will destroy any barrier on our path. Say amen. Take personal responsibility to fortify your spiritual life by studying the word, by reading the word, by putting the word to work. While anointed prophet can clear the barriers of our path, you must take responsibility as individuals to keep the barriers permanently off. Stay in fellowship. Stay in the word. Build your spirit. Exercise your faith. Wait upon the Lord in prayer and fasting. Put all of these things to work, and you will see that the barriers are permanently off your path. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree today, in the name of Jesus, every invisible barrier in your life is destroyed. Jump to your feet, lift up your voice, and appreciate the Lord. Give him praise this morning. Celebrate him. Magnify him. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be glorified. Now, somebody lift up your voice and begin to engage your faith this morning. In the name of Jesus, I engage my faith. Every invisible barrier, you are destroyed right now. Over my child, over my children, over my husband, over my wife, over my family, over my career, over my business. Every invisible barrier, you are destroyed. Over my ministry, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I believe you. My faith is working. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Invisible barriers, I attack you. I oppose you by the weapon of faith, in the blood of Jesus, by the authority in the name of Jesus. Every witch, every wizard, every necromancer, whatever evil force, I cast you down. In the name of Jesus, I destroy you. In the mighty name of Jesus, all unseen forces, I break you. All forces of darkness, I command them over right now in the name of Jesus. I destroy them by the blood of Jesus. I take authority away from them in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree this morning all barriers over your marriage, over your family, over your life, over your career, over your spiritual growth, I hereby destroyed. Jesus set you free. You are free. Thank you, mighty Father. Lift up your voice and appreciate him. Give him praise and give him glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.